în această seară. M-a pus Domnul pe inimă să împărtășesc în întreaga bisericii și în mod special tinerii de aici un mesaj foarte scurt. Sunt patru versete care aș vrea să le împărtășesc. E din Luca, capitolul 14. Și și două întrebări care aș vrea să le întreb tuturor bisericilor și mai ales tinerii. Are we true disciples of Christ? Are we even disciples of Christ? Jesus gave us the definition of true disciples in Luke chapter 14. Three times in this passage, he said that if we do not do these things, we cannot be his disciples. Very, very interesting thing I found online. Every disciple is a believer, but not every believer is a disciple. Deci toți ucenicii sunt credincioși, dar nu toți credincioșii sunt ucenici. Ne ajută Domnul să fim toți ucenici. First thing Jesus said in verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and his mother, wife and his children, brother and his sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. A statement like that is very shocking, but let's understand what Jesus was saying. That he obviously was not telling us to hate in the traditional sense. Nu ne-a spus să urăm într-un sens tradițional. Rather, Jesus was saying, oops, how do you go back, Cătălin? Your love, he was saying, your love for God should be so strong, so intense, that all other loves would be like hatred in comparison. Dragostea pentru Dumnezeu ar trebui să fie atât de puternică, atât de intensă, încât dragostea pentru celelalte lucruri ar fi ca o ură în comparație cu dragostea de Dumnezeu. Second, Jesus was saying in verse 27, and whoever does not bear his cross and comes after me cannot be my disciple. If you want to live your life to its fullest, then you must deny yourself and put Christ first. You take your goals, desires, your aspirations, and you present them all to God. Sunt mulți tineri de aici care trebuie să fac decizii în viață, mai ales acum cu tranziția care trebuie să fac de la high school la college. You have a lot of plans to make, a lot of decisions to choose. Elizabeth has to choose what school to go to. Să ne rugăm și pentru ea să facă decizia cum trebuie. Dacă punem toate planurile astea în fața Dumnezeu, if we deny ourselves and put God in front of us, you will be blessed. And ultimately, you will discover that God's plans for us are always the best. Amen. The third thing in verse 28, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? And verse 33, so likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. You must count the cost to follow Jesus. Yes, it does cost to follow Jesus, but it even costs more not to follow him. And I put four things here, four principles that I'm gonna share with you guys in a short video clip. Jesus told us, go and make everyone disciples. If our mission was based on planting these four seeds, the seed of love, liberate, lead, and launch, we will become true disciples. And să ne ajute Domnul să plantăm cele patru semințe de dragoste, libertate, conducere, trimitere în inima noastră ca să devenim ucenici adevărați după Scriptură. Amin.
Amin.